Both Fiji and Tonga are today starting to pick up the pieces after the Category 5 cyclone Winston hit on the weekend. It was the largest cyclone ever recorded to hit the islands. At least 10 people are believed to have died, but those figures may be higher. I spoke earlier to Peter Walton, Director of International Programs at the Australian Red Cross.
Clearly this has been possibly the biggest storm that has ever hit Fiji, and we're still getting information flowing in slowly, especially from some of the more remote parts of the country. But what is emerging is, you know, a picture of pretty widespread destruction, significant impact on infrastructure, significant loss of either destruction or partial destruction of houses. The picture is looking pretty grim, and it's going to be a long recovery. We've got some of the initial aerial surveillance information in now, and there are villages that have been, you know, pretty much largely destroyed.
There are reports coming from the National Disaster Management Office in Fiji that up to 10 people now have perished. Is that your understanding?
We're getting information. It's still not fully substantiated, but that figure is likely to be 16 or 17 now, which is still trying to get confirmation. To put it into context, I guess, Tropical Cyclone Pam was a devastating storm that impacted Vanuatu, and I think that there were fewer deaths than with Tropical Cyclone Winston, despite, you know, pretty astonishing preparation in both countries, which have limited the loss of life. It's clearly a storm of this magnitude has wreaked havoc across the country.
There's clearly an urgent need for things like shelter, for food and for clean water. How difficult is it to get those supplies to people in those villages and in those most affected areas?
Well, that will be a challenge. You know, we have, with the Fiji Red Cross, mobilised a lot of support across the country already. But one of the challenges that is being faced is that just accessing some of the areas is problematic because of a lot of trees that have fallen down over roads, damage to roads through flash flooding or floods, or in some cases landslides, mudslides. So that's going to be a challenge, and the information that we're getting at the moment is still relatively patchy for some of the more remote areas.
We've heard from Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop that we've offered a $5 million package of assistance, which includes access to an Orion aircraft, some helicopters on standby, also access to stores and basic sort of food items and so on. Are we doing enough here to help, in your view?
I think that was a good offer from the government, so we certainly welcome that at Australian Red Cross. But I think what is important is we need to complete an assessment of the full impact, and we're still doing that. The information is coming in slowly, and we will reassess that and work in close coordination both with the Australian government but also with the authorities in Fiji to make sure that we have an appropriate response. I think one of the challenges, and we're certainly seeing this in contrast to Tropical Cyclone Pam, which hit Vanuatu and other countries, that whilst the loss of life is relatively low, which is obviously a fantastic outcome, the impact on the economy is going to be immense. The recovery, the rebuilding of essential infrastructure, getting people emergency shelter, and avoiding the risk of contaminated water is going to be a massive priority in pretty much all areas. So it's going to be a long journey before Fiji gets fully back on its feet.
Peter Walton, Director of International Programs at the Australian Red Cross. And we're hearing that the death toll has in fact risen to 20, according to the Fiji Broadcasting Corporation, with 7 fishermen still missing at sea. The Red Cross have launched an appeal for the victims of Cyclone Winston. You can make a secure online donation at redcross.org.au. Reporter Matthew Carstoonan was there when the cyclone hit. I spoke to him from the airport, where many Australians are awaiting flights to resume.
Driving down to the airport, actually, a lot of damage. It's quite apparent. A lot of fallen trees. I mean, passing even from the schools, the football fields, the poles where you kick the football through were bent. A lot of them were bent, but they were still standing. So quite a clean up to go.
Lucky for you, you were in a pretty safe building.
Yeah, very much so. It was a very secure building. Like I said, I was staying in the Sofitel in Port Denerau, which is one of the resort's features. It's sort of the main areas for a lot of holiday goers, including for many Australians. And yeah, the main damage that we saw was just a lot of trees falling. But by the time we got out, by 6-7 o'clock in the morning, people were already helping out. It wasn't just workers, but even people that were staying at the hotel were helping out, moving trees. People were already in the pool as well by 8 o'clock in the morning, just acting as everything was normal. And by today, I mean, sunny weather, a lot of I guess, touristy activities continuing as well, given that they were all cancelled by Saturday and Sunday. So it looks like it's business as usual, but I think what's going to happen is obviously this backlog of travellers trying to get in and get out of Fiji as well.
Matthew Carstoun, and talking to me from the airport in Fiji.